This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Liz Hoffman. There are countless ways one can serve the Lord, whether it be preaching or teaching the gospel, being a lay leader in the church, or simply by leading a God-centered life that others may follow. Some people have been called to share the good news in a different way, by traveling across the globe, away from their congregation and the only world they've ever known. These people of God are missionaries, and they have the awesome task of bringing the saving gospel of Jesus Christ to people who have never heard the good news. Reverend Arthur Rickman is a career missionary in the Dominican Republic, and he talks about how the Lutheran faith grows through mission works.
You can actually extend outward into the community, so there's sort of a logarithmic response. You form these relationships with some individuals who form relationships with others, and from there the church grows.
Jennifer Profete is a placement counselor for the LCMS short-term missions teams. She tells the story of one missionary team in Hong Kong with a rewarding experience.
A team member who was in Hong Kong at a Lutheran school. Our Lutheran schools are about 80% non-Christian in Hong Kong, so they're definitely a place where we know the gospel can make an impact. And anyway, she was speaking with the student and asked the student, "Are you a Christian?" And she was surprised when the student said, "Yes, I am." And she said, "Wow, how long have you been a Christian?" And she said, "Since yesterday." This child had heard teams before, heard from her teachers before, but it wasn't until that team came that she decided, you know, God's moved her to be a Christian. So I think that was a really encouraging story for that team, for our missionaries, and for me in organizing this program to say these teams do make an eternal difference in the lives of people.
Other missionaries share some of the many reasons their work has enriched so many lives as well as their own.
Just love walking into the classroom, teaching them about English, but also teaching them about God and answering their questions that they have. And just getting to know them and building those relationships. To me, that's the most important thing, is sharing God with my students.
The best thing is when God reveals that He is working. And whether that's in a kindergarten student just crying out, "God is good!" Or if it's someone coming to you and saying, "What you shared, like, I think I really believe that too." Times when He reveals that and when we have affirmation of His Holy Spirit working through us and in the ministry here is amazing.
LCMS missionaries have a long-standing commitment to go and make disciples of all nations. But there are some key characteristics missionaries must have. Reverend Roger James is serving in Sri Lanka, and he explains some of those characteristics.
I think have to be a certain dedication, a willingness to be able to put aside what are maybe your first loves, in order to address a greater love, and that's to bring God's word to people.
Reverend Arthur Rickman has some advice for those considering the mission field.
Knowing the culture, knowing how some of those cultural differences may be a little bit different from our own culture is definitely a good place to start. Of course, if you're going into a mission environment where another language is spoken, obviously that is a tremendous benefit. And what we've also found, my wife and I, is that the individuals in other countries are extremely patient and forgiving. So I guess maybe a word of advice to other missionaries is that don't be afraid. You will make mistakes, but knowing that you are there for the purpose of sharing the gospel is going to go a long way, and the people are going to be warm and welcoming. But get to know the culture.
The LCMS has been and continues to proclaim the gospel in over 90 countries around the world. And as Jennifer Profete says, there are many regions where help is currently needed.
We have requests in Europe, particularly in Central Europe. This summer, we have some needs in Poland. We have requests in Asia. I need teams specifically for Hong Kong and Macau, as well as short-term individuals for both of those places. Southeast Asia has a number of needs. We have a request in Indonesia, Malaysia, Cambodia, Thailand, and then of course we have Africa as well.
To find out more about mission services and how you or your congregation can join a global mission team, go to kfuo.org for a link to the LCMS website. This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.